Welcome back, and I am joined by Chad Meyer, and many of you will recognize his voice from track announcer at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa, and IMCA-TV, a lot of track announcing. You have a lot of history on racing, and Saturday, February 1st, at the Albert Lee Armory at the Crossroads Motorsports Show, you're going to be interviewing a local legend, Mark Noble, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to this.
Yeah, absolutely. I was first asked by, I've known Josh Ruby and the folks from Kevco Racing. Of course, they helped put on this Crossroads Motorsports Show, and he asked if I would be willing to come up and assist, kind of emceeing the day, get a little exposure for the vendors. All the display areas are all sold out, and he wanted to help try and get a little more publicity for them. And as we continued to talk, one of the ideas he threw out was, what about interviewing, you know, really replicating one of the Sprint Car 101s or fan forums we've done with the Kossuth County Ag and Motorsports Museum before? And really what that turned into was exactly what you described. At 11 o'clock during that Crossroads Motorsports Show, we'll be interviewing Mark Noble. And the only admission fee is the admission fee to get inside the show. The one thing I said to Josh was, let's do this as a fundraiser for the museum. So we will certainly ask for a free will donation, but there is no other admission fee other than just the general admission to get into the show. And we look forward to talking to Mark Noble again. As you said, he's a local legend for sure. But boy, you say the name Mark Noble, at least in the dirt racing ranks, he's going to be known really throughout the country.
Saturday, February 1st, this Crossroads Motorsports Show opens at 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. It's going to be an incredible day. You and Mark have done it in the past, and I'm looking forward to what subjects you touch on this time.
Well, when we had him down in Algona, obviously we touched on a lot of Algona history, which there is quite a bit. We touched on, obviously, plenty of other racing history with Mark. What I look forward to diving into this time is, you know, we may talk an item or two from Algona and some other places, certainly, but really diving into maybe a little bit of the history of his dad. You know, his dad barnstormed all over the Midwest racing back in the day. Mark has certainly done that. I know for sure that he looks back very fondly of the Lansing Speedway, and certainly Owatonna too. You know, Lansing was where Mark had won in his second night out, only the second time behind the wheel. He won at Lansing, and then not too long ago, he won his 600th win there. So really look forward to chatting about Southern Minnesota racing history. And then obviously there's plenty of other stories to tell too. I mean, it's an amazing tale that he tells about racing at Denison, Iowa in 1999, chasing a $150,000 national title and talking about the trials and tribulations of getting that done. Obviously, his legacy with the IMCA Super Nationals, really the legend of Mark Noble, the Super Nationals, really exploded during the Super Nationals, where he actually qualified for the main event and then just gave up his spot to try again. And it's a pretty interesting tale to dive into all that history.
I'm looking forward to the Crossroads Motorsports Show. It's going to be a great weekend. Albert Lee, Saturday, February 1st. And this interview is just going to be the icing on the cake down there. I encourage everybody to head down and see us, and we will see you there, Chad.
Look forward to it.